Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's out of the hospital and has resumed his full duties from home as he recovers from complications from prostate cancer. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
He's in contact with his senior staff and has full access to required secure communications capabilities and continues to monitor DOD's day-to-day operations worldwide.
Cabinet members have been instructed to notify the White House immediately if they're ever out of commission again. Former President Trump slamming federal prosecutors for arguing against his immunity claims.
It's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
Administrator Bill Nelson says NASA is pushing back plans to send astronauts back to the moon till 2026.
Safety is our top priority.
He says teams need more time to work through tech issues. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Heavy snowfall is making its way across Wisconsin. It's already cleared out the farther north and west you go. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Matinere the heaviest snow should fall from the Quad Cities to Fond du Lac.
It'll start to wrap up overnight, right around 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to see those winds gust up to 40 miles per hour still. Snow coming down at heavier rates.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to various boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials are reporting that Eau Claire saw another bump in room tax revenue in 2023. According to a WQOW report, the calculated room tax through November of 2023 was $2.56 million, on par with the entirety of 2022. Eau Claire City Finance Director Kitsy Winters cited a rise in tourism in the post-pandemic era as a contributing factor to the increase. Officials are also looking for a $200,000 advance for Visit Eau Claire to pay down some expenses from 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Wisconsinites to practice safe winter driving as snowfall begins to hit most of the state. The Department of Transportation is warning drivers that road conditions and visibility will be much more dangerous as the storm passes today and tomorrow. Drivers should monitor winter road conditions through 511 Wisconsin before they start their travels. Snowplow crews and emergency responders are also standing by to help drivers stay safe on hazardous roads. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost 4 of their last 5 games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach, you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers. But I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows dropping to the mid-20s and breezy at times. Cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers developing in the afternoon, a high right around 30. Snow showers and flurries continue tomorrow night after an inch or two, then mostly cloudy in mid-20s Thursday. Right now it's 33.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Dom, a Snowmageddon Tuesday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you. Thank you, Nate, working the board, cutting the cuts. Appreciate you, man. And, of course, our fair audience. It's not really snowing. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's starting to barely stick. It's been rainy and dreary all day long.
You know, this happens often, especially to the women of Wisconsin. You get promised 8 inches and something less than that.
Yes, pretty way to dig deep, baby. Story of your life.
They're
I mean, what do you got? Like 2 or 3 inches?
Of snow, yes. Of accumulated snow. It's not very deep. It's not very deep.
Be careful, man. It's that heavy, slushy stuff. That's
I'm not shoveling it. I'm not shoveling it. Come on.
Come on, man. You have sidewalks. You could be a good neighbor, Crudy. You got to push it out of the way.
Not only do I have a sidewalk, I have the crossing in front of my house. I have to clear that thing. You know, the handicap space. I feel like I got to take it all the way out into the roadway, clear the space all the way in, you know, because I am a good neighbor, Dom. I live in the good neighbor city of Middleton. We're good neighbors there, especially mine. I got really good neighbors, Ken and Claudia. They take care of us. But Dom...
They're going to shovel for you today, Kurt? Are they that good a neighbor?
You know, he would. He would.
All right. That's a good neighbor.
Like tomorrow, I'm going to Des Moines, Iowa. And, you know, if Ken felt like it was a new, fresh foot of snow, he'd be out there. He'd be, you know, with the snowblower. He's got the nice one, the Toro, the big boy.
Yeah. Make lap or two. Right. Easy enough.
You know, all of the last couple of years, my wife got one of these plastic plug-in ones, snowblowers. Mm-hmm. And I'd watch her. not a fan of winter. No, I'm just not a fan. Not a big fan. But today on this big program, you'll become a fan. If you weren't already a raving fan of the Devil's Advocates, A, why not? And B, we're going to make you raving fans. Because, Dom, today we got the weather. We've already checked that box, right? Snowmageddon. And we got the news. We got some breaking news out of the DC. And it's funny to me, you know, tomorrow, bright and early, I'm getting on the road going to Des Moines, Iowa.
And wait, the occasion, of course. How bright and how early, Curtis?
That depends. That depends on what time my wife gets the snow shoveled.
Nice.
So. Laughable in my own mind, because I know who's going to be shoveling that snow. But I'll get up as early as time merits, and I'll get on the road for Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow, because I have confirmed and now paid for my CNN credentials and a good Ethernet connection, because we've learned this lesson on the road, Dom. You got to pay a little extra and get yourself some Ethernet, because otherwise, you know, you go to these big venues, these national political sporting events, and you get overwhelmed. You know, your Verizon's not going to get her done. So we've got the good connection, and I'll be at Drake University 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be doing the show with you, Dom. And, you know, really, really, the important part of what's going on will happen at the downtown Marriott Hotel Lobby Bar, probably starting at about 11 o'clock. When the spin room closes, the lobby bar fires up big time until they close her down about 2 o'clock. They send everyone home. And that's when I'll go home, Dom, and then I'll get, you know, like 6 hours sleep. And then I'll get up in the morning and I'll drive back here and I'll tell you what I learned. And maybe bring back some selfies of me and Newt Gingrich. I have a good feeling. Last time I was in Iowa, I had a close encounter with Newt Gingrich.
Oh, was that the Freedom Summit?
Yeah, the
yes.
Yes.
You know, Crudy, you keep threatening to make Governor Ron DeSantis cry. Have you pondered how that might happen?
You know, I'm a little distressed because Ron DeSantis went back to Florida. He's not in Iowa. I mean, we're less than a week to the Iowa caucuses. He's not even campaigning in the state currently. Apparently, he went back to the state of Florida last night, went to Tallahassee. You know, they are also in the midst of a winter storm there. So whatever you call a winter storm in the panhandle, Dom, he had supporters in the chambers. They were cheering. And his inspiring speech, my understanding, his state of the state address to the state of Florida last night, his inspiring notion was, stay the course. Well, you're the course. And you ain't going to get elected president. I mean, that's becoming more and more obvious each and every day, right?
Well, it's just him and Nikki Haley on the stage tomorrow at the CNN presidential debate. Just the two of them, Crudy. I mean, won't this be the first time that just those two will be on stage together without Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie? Of course, Donald Trump will not be there either.
Will that somehow change the fortunes of Ron DeSantis? I mean, really, really, Dom. That's not.
So are you calling it fortunes for Nikki right now? Is that it? Nikki's number two? I mean, how do you see this playing out?
I saw someone claiming that, you know, and I haven't yet been on the ground. And when I say on the ground, you know, you got to go to the diner. You got to talk to at least 20 people in the state and you start getting a large enough sample size. Then I can assess. So by Monday of next week, Dom, and I'm dragging you to Dubuque, right? We're going to the caucuses. Dom, you know, maybe by Monday night, you know, before we sign off on the air, I'll make some prediction about what I feel like the momentum in Iowa is. But if Nikki Haley gets a little momentum in Iowa, it looks like she's performing much better in New Hampshire. And if there is going to be an alternative to Donald Trump, it's kind of now or never. It's now or never. And we have no idea what's going on the ground
like within
Iowa.
Single digits of Trump
in New Hampshire. Hampshire. Depends on who's poll you look at.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, she's trending better.
And if you get the bump of a overperforming, let's say, second place in Iowa, and then you went and, let's say, beat Trump in New Hampshire, well, now it might be a whole new ballgame. But up until now, Dom, really every time the guy gets indicted, he gets more Republican support. I mean, if this guy gets charged again, he's not even going to have to go through the primary process. They're just going to anoint him the nominee now, which seems so counterintuitive, so oxymoronic to me. The more criminal our guy is, that must be how bad they want him out, because they keep finding all these crimes he commits, and they charge him. And that takes us to the news of the day, Dom. The claims of presidential immunity. And, you know, we've got lots of sound. And I think we got to start with the former president, because unlike you, Dom, I didn't realize there was an audio coming out of the courtroom.
Yeah, this morning. I was surprised as well.
I did not hear it in real time, but I've been doing my homework since then. I've reviewed much of the audio tape, and Nate's been working hard. We got sound to bring to the people of what it sounded like in this immunity hearing. And I'm going to throw some air quotes on there. Immunity air quotes hearing. And three judge panel. And Dom, you were telling me the makeup of the panel. Couple of what?
I think a couple of Biden appointees and a Bush appointee.
W. Bush, I assume. But you never can tell with the judiciary. They are lifetime appointments. So it started, and Sauer was the attorney. And this guy's got kind of a raspy voice. It's going to be very distinctive. Sauer started on behalf of Trump's team. And then the judges, and I really like this, the judges really started hammering him right from the get-go, trying to make him clarify points. But I didn't know any of this in real time, Dom. As I'm enjoying my snow day, peeking out the window, wondering if my wife's going to get out there and start pushing some snow around, well, I started watching the boob tube. And I watched a couple of things today. I watched Donald Trump. And then a little bit later, I watched the Pat McAfee show. And why, you might ask?
Why, Crudy?
Well, because Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show to respond to Jimmy Kimmel's dialogue last night. Didn't Jimmy Kimmel lit his ass up like 7.5 minutes during the opening monologue, just taking pot shots at Aaron Rodgers, the former Packer quarterback.
Well, I mean, if someone implies that you'd be on a pedophile list and you're a comedian late night, I think he's got the right to respond as he did.
Well, news, sports, and weather, Dom, sometime during the happy hour, we're going to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel and the Aaron Rodgers response. First time I got to announce it to the audience, Dom. As Aaron Rodgers appeared on the Pat McAfee show, and Clay Matthews, who was a former Packer linebacker and is the co-host and was there, so it was those three, and there's a lot of other yahoos in the studio. But Rodgers did not comport himself well, did not make any new fans today, but as he welcomed this new audience, because apparently even on Good Morning America, they're like, hey, you got to watch the Pat McAfee today. So I did. And he welcomed the woke media. You know, apparently the woke media there to cancel his ass.
Oh, come on. You know what? When you start talking like that, man, I mean, total D-bag moves. What do you even mean by that? And I do want to throw this out, Crudy. We mentioned it before. D.C. Circuit Court Judge Karen Henderson, appointee of President George H.W. Bush.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Didn't want to get that wrong, Dom. We'll come back. We'll bring you sound of the former president. He seemed quite less than impressive today outside the courtroom. Boisterous, but he wouldn't even, you know, he kind of seemed crestfallen, you know, his shoulders slumpy. And he stood there in his sport coat, wasn't even hiding his belly. It kind of split apart. And another guy, like three of them were standing there. One guy like clasped his hands, but they looked miserable. And certainly not like a group of victors gloriously reveling in their court appearance. Like, yeah, we kicked ass in there.
The president has the authority of a king. It's kind of hard to, you know, back that up.
He didn't look like a king. More like a jester. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Snowmageddon Tuesday edition with news, sports, and weather for your listening pleasure.
Don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Sports, news, and weather. That's how we roll. You can join 844-967-2789. I know it's a lot of numbers, but if you want a super cool app, check out the Civic Media app. Get it at your favorite app store. You can follow the Take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Hit a button to call. Hit a button to text. Again, the Civic Media app.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. Trudy doing it live from the GOP debate site in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be at the Drake University. Dom, I'll try to bring you as much on-the-ground coverage as time permits. You know, it depends on how the roads are in the morning. And you never can tell, man. Might have to drive through Illinois, you know. Going sort of that way, right?
I mean, you know.
Road trip's a road trip. So, anyways, eventually, I'll be on the air in Des Moines. And more importantly, Dom, I think attendance on the Thursday show, because that's when I'm going to bring you back all the insights from the Marriott lobby bar and what happens late night and what sort of stories I could gin up from those drunken Republicans in the lobby that night. I mean, really, that might be better, Dom. I think it might be. And then Monday, I've cajoled, connived, arm twisted. I think I've convinced you. We're going to Dubuque, baby, for the caucuses Monday night. A special event broadcast. Dom and Crudy, third presidential caucus cycle in Iowa, Dom. Third. Man. Third time we've gone.
It's hard to believe we've been doing it that long.
Well, especially you. You're looking I'm barely
I'm barely cynical at all.
And you can always be part of this program. 844-967-2789. If you believe Dom's not cynical, I got a bridge I'd like to sell you in Des Moines. So let's get to the important news of the day. Dom, the former president, in the order Crudy learned about it, the former president coming out of the courthouse. And this is what he said, and I had not yet heard the in the courthouse testimony, which I've now done, and we're going to share with you soon. But here's what Trump said, you know, post-appearance. And what he said was sort of boisterous. But I got to tell you, I did not find him to look very confident today in his court appearance. And when he's standing there next to legal counsel, I mean, that looked like a loser standing there. That did not look like a radiant, puffed up Trump that I'm used to seeing, you know, out there strutting. He wasn't strutting
No Trump rooster action.
Downtrodden. It looked like after Melania made him eat some broccoli. You know, he had that sort of look on his face. Let's play it for the people. Maybe you can hear it in his tone. Although, you know, he's always got the tone. Cut one, former President Donald Trump.
We had a very momentous day in terms of what was learned and what they've conceded. They conceded two major points that were... they were right in doing it. I don't think they had much of a choice, but they're very, very big, very powerful points. And I think we're doing very well.
Yeah, they're very big and powerful. I can't articulate them. I don't know exactly what they were or how to say it, but trust me, it was big and it's victorious for me.
You know, I listened to the oral testimony, Dom. After I heard Trump say that, I'm like, man, I'm going to listen for these two really good points his team made. Yeah. And I can tell you with all honesty, and maybe it's just, you know, I lacked a little attention span, but I can't tell you any good points made by sour counsel on behalf of Trump. I didn't hear any good ones, but, you know, maybe Crudy's just a layman. Let's hear more from Trump. He's really glorious today, as he describes
it. He's the one that's been in court all the time. He's very experienced at this.
Trump, cut two.
I think it's very unfair when a political opponent, is prosecuted by the DOJ, by Biden's DOJ. So they're losing in every poll. They're losing in almost every demographic. Numbers came out today that are really very mind-boggling if you happen to be Joe Biden. And I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win. And that's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box. And that's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
That's the real threat. It's not the coup. It's not the violent mob that I directed and incited. No. The real threat. Is the threat that I will be prosecuted because I'm the Republican front runner. More from Trump here.
Hang on, though. But there's going to be, I mean, this sounds as Trump does.
Ominous.
Threatening
in tone.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
You think that was bad, man? You should hear what he says next when he continues to make the lie, the big lie, to tell the big lie. Fraud. Massive fraud. Play it for the people. If you would, please, cut three.
The press doesn't like reporting it, but we found tremendous voter fraud. Determinative voter fraud.
Determinative.
But we worked on that. That's what I was doing. And they were talking about after. Well, nothing has to do with after I left. It was during the time. And that was what they really focused on today during the appeal. And they concede that, and everybody concedes that. And if it's during the time, you have absolute immunity.
I don't think they conceded any of those points.
No, I don't think so either. And again, determinative of massive voter fraud. Where? By whom?
I left my homework in my locker. I'll have to get it for you later, man. Mr. Murray.
It's just, of course, he continues to tell the big lie.
Well, and he continues to what? Cast aspirationally the fact that the Georgia case will be dropped because he's making claims of immunity there as well. While there's time, let's play one more from Trump post hearing today. Cut four.
You had a very big event yesterday, as you saw in Georgia, where the district attorney is totally compromised. The case has to be dropped. They went after, I guess, 18 or 20 people. They wanted to go after a lot of other people. They wanted to go after senators. She was out of her mind. Now it turns out that that case is totally compromised. In fact, they say she's in far more criminal liability than any of the people she's looking at. So I think that when you look at what happened, where they pay a lawyer with absolutely no experience $700,000 who happens to be her lover or her boyfriend, and then they go on trips and vacations together, very expensive vacations together. And the reason they paid him so much, because he was after me. Because this way they can afford to pay him a lot more. It probably passes a certain test. And that's a very sad thing that happened in Georgia. And I would imagine that case is going to be dropped.
I would not think the case will be dropped. And above and beyond that, there might be a fresh defamation suit coming out of the statements just made by the former president. Because he doesn't quote any sources, but he makes some pretty serious allegations.
There's a test. You know, there's a Trump test. If you go after Trump, they'll pay you more. That's how it works. Just a Trump test. Very big news. And forgive me if I'm, you know, I'm not a lawyer on these things, but that's the thing about, you know, prosecutions. You know, you can get another prosecutor. The facts still remain the facts. The circumstances are still the circumstances. The RICO case would go forward with or without Bonnie Willis.
Devil's advocates. We'd go forward with or without Dom. But we like it when he's here. He's not going on the road to Des Moines with me, but I'm taking him to Dubuque. Is it heaven? No, it's Iowa.
It's Dubuque.
In the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of winter. I was thinking to myself, why am I not driving down tonight? And I said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll get you home safe. Riding the storm out.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many communities have declared snow emergencies and parking bans during today's snowstorm. That's so snowplow drivers have enough room to do their jobs. In some places, vehicles could be towed at the owner's expense. The heaviest snow is falling in the southeastern two-thirds of the state. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the southern border. Congressman Ryan Stile on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Emergency crews responded to the scene of a Regency Inn and Suites after a pickup truck crashed into it on Monday. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the crash occurred around 8 p.m. when a pickup truck plowed into the front of the building. Law enforcement authorities say one person was in the truck at the time of the crash, but they were not injured. The investigation into the circumstances that caused the crash is still ongoing, but the driver of the truck was not arrested at the scene of the accident. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says replacing the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources secretary has been difficult due to the firing of past appointees by the Republican-controlled state Senate. Eight Evers appointees to state boards and commissions were fired by Republican lawmakers in October, including four on the Natural Resources Board. Shortly after, former DNR Secretary Adam Payne submitted his resignation letter. Evers called on Republicans to stop blocking his board and commission appointees. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers. But I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows dropping to the mid-20s and breezy at times. Cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers developing in the afternoon, a high right around 30. Snow showers and flurries continue tomorrow night after an inch or two, then mostly cloudy in mid-20s Thursday. Right now it's 33.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Snowmageddon Tuesday. If you're in the great state of Wisconsin, we're getting snow. It's snowing out there. Not as much snow as anticipated, though. I mean, they closed the schools down yesterday before a single flake had even fallen down.
No snow days, man. They got to burn those things up. I don't think you get to keep them, man. It'll roll over to the next year.
It's time for the kids to be done with school. We got no more than 3 inches today. And I haven't driven out in the rural parts. Maybe it's blowing and whatever, but I got to think, you know, the weatherman got this one wrong. And I was watching the MSNBC, watching Trump come out of court today, a court hearing he didn't have to attend, but he wanted to so he could make a political statement.
Absolutely.
And if you believe Trump, this was a glorious day for the Trump team. But as I read the headlines, and I later did listen to the oral arguments, and we'll share some with you, judges skeptical that Trump is immune from January 6th prosecution. That's not at all how he tells it, Dom. No. So let's jump back in. Let's finish.
This is the same guy who said there's determinative voter fraud. I mean,
he did make that claim.
You know what I'm saying?
At least they left the federal courtroom, and I believe they went into like a nice hotel. I'm not sure if it was the Four Seasons, landscaping or otherwise. More of Donald Trump, you know, post-hearing, immunity hearing. He's entitled to be immune as the president, so he claims, as did his lawyers as well. Cut five.
We're entitled as a president to immunity. If you didn't have immunity, as an example, Joe Biden with the prosecutor, we're not going to give you $1 billion unless you get rid of the prosecutor that's after the company or his son or whoever he's thereafter. But he wanted that prosecutor gone, and he's on tape saying it. Or you could say the horrible job he's done at the border where our country is being destroyed, or the horrible situation that took place. The lowest moment, I think, in the history of our country was Afghanistan, the way we withdrew. Not that we withdrew, but the way we withdrew with shame. We surrendered. People killed, 13 great soldiers killed, many unbelievably, horrifically wounded. And hundreds of people died on both sides. Hundreds of people died. He could be prosecuted for that. So you can't have a president without immunity. You have to have, as a president, you have to be able to do your job.
And as part of that job, Mr. Trump overturning a free and fair and open election?
By assassination, if necessary, his attorneys made pleadings today, Dom. He would be immune from that. That's what they pled.
Unbelievable.
One more.
That's the whole point, though. If Trump doesn't quite grasp it, if what he is saying, what Donald Trump and his attorneys are arguing today, were to be the case, then Biden could assassinate Trump legally and have nothing, there'd be no recourse against Joe Biden. Is that what he's really saying?
True. According to the legal pleadings, you know, now Biden might be impeached.
He's got a Democratic Senate. And, you know, if the boss just whacks a dude, I think a lot of those folks are going to fall in line. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they could be next.
Next. Exactly. This is asinine. The fact that we even have to have these discussions.
You know what's really sad, Dom? According to Donald Trump, the fact that Donald Trump is not the president. Cut six, please.
Very sad when something like that happens. You know, you wouldn't have inflation, but much more importantly, you wouldn't have had the Ukraine situation with Russia. You wouldn't have had the attack on Israel. You'd have a much different economy right now. You'd have a great economy. And
great economy. We have a great economy
all over the world the way we were just 3 years ago.
You know, the America First candidate said recently that he hopes the economy crashes before the election, so you'll give him a benefit.
Well, he doesn't want to be
an acknowledgement that if it was going to crash, that it's better than crashed. You know what I mean? The guy's he's a rambling, sad old man.
Well, in his defense, Dom, he said he didn't want to be Herbert Hoover. 844-967-2789. Haven't even gotten inside the courtroom yet. We've got that sound as well. We'll bring you that soon. But let's go to our fair audience. Some have been patient. like Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, Archie being a little hard on him. The one thing I have liked is this revisionist history lessons. Like, you know, the one the other day about Lincoln. And then...
Should negotiated away the Civil War.
And I'm sure that Kennedy screwed up the missile crisis. They should have given up all their nuclear weapons after it was over. He would have had it that way. And on and on and on it goes. And then the COVID updates when he was president were great. I was down with all this historical stuff. It's kind of fun. Except when he said yesterday, I hope the stock market crashes within the next 12 months. I mean, he's asking for the whole country to sacrifice for his gain.
Yes, yes, it is. And as Biden said, this is about Donald Trump. It's not about the country, Dick. It's about Trump. He doesn't know how to make it about anything else. It's not even in him to try.
No, but the reality is he compares very favorably with Herbert Hoover. His job numbers, everything. He does. Just all you got to do is look it up. But, I mean, I'm sure that every president in his mind has screwed something up that he would have done far better.
Oh, of course.
And it's kind of fun to watch this.
Well, we all like Monday morning quarterbacking, don't we, Dick? 844-967-2789. I want to sneak a few more in while there's time. John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Hi, guys. This is the greatest radio show ever. And coming out of Madison and Waukesha, boy, that's right my hometown.
Excellent.
Well, anyway.
That fact checks absolutely true.
Because you guys are on top of your game right now, I should tell you this. But what I don't want to tell, I don't like the rookie cops. Did you hear what the guy did yesterday? Some rookie cop chased a teenage kid, a high speed chase, and then he killed him.
Yeah, I heard that, John.
And then he tried to help the poor guy out. Did you hear that?
Well, I'm not sure if I. What I had heard is the other night there was a high speed chase. And they had used the tire instruments to puncture the tires. And three people died in a accident. And it wasn't clear what the motive for a high-speed chase would be. You know, they pulled someone over. Guy didn't stay. He drove away. And they chased him. They blew up his tires. And three died in the car. It has led to a change in policy here locally. I believe it was Monona Police. I don't want to be wrong about that. But I believe it was Monona Police. Maybe Nate can do some Googling for me so I'm not always wrong out here on a high wire doing live radio. 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
It was, in fact, Monona.
I'm usually right, but not always. I got that math on the ivermectin incredibly wrong the other day. Like Dom size wrong. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks. Well, Whenever Afghanistan comes up, I kind of shifted gears a little bit. I go back and I pulled up the agreement, the surrender agreement that Trump signed with the Taliban.
Yes.
You know, engineered by Mike Pompeo, is that the 5,000 prisoners, the terrorists that we released in March of 2020.
Trump released as part of that deal.
That the sanctions were removed in August of 2020, and that we were supposed to be completely out of Afghanistan by May of 2020, that the agreement was supposed to be have the sanctions removed, but we were supposed to be out within 12 months, I guess, of the initiation of that agreement. So we were supposed to be out, actually, we were supposed to be out in May of 2021, and Joe Biden actually delayed it until August. And yes, it's unfortunate those first service men were killed in Afghanistan. But that's the kind of thing that happens. And if more people would have gotten out, if Trump would have immediately, upon initiation of that agreement, started bringing people, our allies, out of Afghanistan, he could have brought that nearly an entire year earlier.
You could have done a wind down, Mark, and he left a crap sandwich for the next administration. And I would bet that was purposeful.
And they left so much of the armaments behind. They didn't take our gear back. They just left them in the desert. 844-967-2789. And, of course, blamed it on Biden. John from Milwaukee. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, I applaud you guys because you all are doing a good job of this. But I just want to say one thing. Trump is not running for president. He doesn't know how to be presidential. What Trump is running for is to save his ass. That's it.
Absolutely, John. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's a self-pardon if he can do so. Right? That and everybody else. And,
right. And one other thing. Nikki Haley and DeSantis, you know, they shouldn't even be in the race. Because they're saying if they become president, they are going to pardon Donald Trump. Nikki Haley said, you know, how would it be to put an 87-year-old ex-president in jail? Well, I tell you what, then. Go to these prisons, and if you can let him out, let all these other prisoners out that only have one felony. Donald Trump has 90-something. You know, that's ludicrous.
John,
you
know, if in some way Nikki Haley survives, you know, shocks the world in Iowa, wins New Hampshire, and somehow pulls an inside straight and wins the nomination, are you concerned if it's Nikki Haley or anyone other than Donald Trump against Joe Biden?
I'd rather have somebody else run against Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden. I'm voting for Joe Biden. But I don't want somebody on the Republican side that gets in there and pardons that Donald Trump. If that happens, this is no longer America. How is he above the law?
I don't know. Same thing happened to Nixon, though, right, John? They pardoned Nixon. Ford pardoned Nixon.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't say, you know, I applaud that or anything. But this Trump thing is too deep, man. They cannot let this go because the next nut that comes behind Trump, he's going to be worse. So you have to set an example with Donald Trump. No, man, you're not above the law. You're going to jail. You don't have a get-out-of-jail-free card, you know? And Nikki Haley, she shouldn't even run for president. Anybody that says they're going to pardon Donald Trump, they're just as crooked as Donald Trump.
John, you make excellent points. Be safe out there. Yeah. Nikki Haley, my opinion, is running perhaps to be the vice presidential candidate under Donald Trump. And you can say, well, Nikki never worked for Trump again. She was the UN ambassador under Donald Trump. Was she not? So she's got no such character qualms working with Trump. So, I mean, she's not going to beat him. Right now, Trump, through the strength he garnered of the 91 criminal indictments that somehow makes him more appealing to his party, Dom.
To the Law and Order Party.
To the Law and Order Party. I mean, hell, all of his political rivals, they came out and defended him against these prosecutions. And he's going to be convicted, probably on multiple charges in multiple jurisdictions. And they're married to the guy now.
Well, they're married to him until they're not. The Nixon pardon. Couple of thoughts on that. Number one, if a president has absolute immunity, as Donald Trump would suggest,
why does he need a pardon?
Why would you have to pardon Nixon? And number two, the fact that Nixon was pardoned and how all that went down, I think in some way lays down the foundation for what we're dealing with right now. Don't discourage the behavior. You actually encourage it. Doing nothing encourages it. And John was right. You know, the next one that comes in, if you have that mindset, if you're that fascist, you know, white Christian nationalist mindset, and you want to impose, you know, your religious beliefs and your fascism on the country, well, hell, Donald Trump's a great example to follow. Just do that and more and more and more.
You know, Donald Trump's legal team made the pleading today that a president could assassinate their political rival and they would be immune. What a deal. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll bring you sound from inside the immunity hearing.
.5 The Tap.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irvine Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kyrian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part. Let us know your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, shout out to whoever's listening right now in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be in your fair town tomorrow night. Big GOP debate, Drake University. I'm credentialed.
I mean, big. I don't know. You got that. Yeah, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, 2 and 3. You know, Trump's not going to be there. I don't know.
Trump's going to be in Des Moines tomorrow.
He's not going to be on the debate, man.
Well, I might do a doubleheader myself, Dom.
Don't you want to know? I mean, I literally want to know how would Donald Trump react on stage with those rivals? I mean, the fact that he's not showing up, you know, gives them a break because they don't have to go after him, right? And he's not asking any tough questions. I mean, the whole thing is just beyond me. I don't know why Republicans think this is a great idea. And another thought I have then too, I saw some headlines.
Who thinks it's a great idea?
Well, Donald Trump thinks it's a great idea.
Well, he's up by 50. Why would he give them any piece of his flesh? If they're looking for a pound of flesh, he's got a few pounds to give.
Man, I mean, look at New Hampshire.
He's up by 50 New Hampshire.
He's up by 50 New Hampshire.
No.
Come on, man. Of course, the point being, yes, so you can skip them and not have any political consequence. Great. But it says a lot about that GOP party. It says a lot about the leadership of the Republican Party, certainly. But then here's my question. Should Joe Biden get on stage with the insurrectionist bastard and debate if he wins? Would Donald Trump even show up to those? And if he didn't, either one of them, you know, what is going on here, man?
Devil's Advocates radio show. We're doing it right now, man. It's a Snowmageddon Tuesday.
Come on.
Are you having a Joe Biden moment? Have you?
It's just a little. I mean, what is the point? What is the point?
Dom, the point is, this guy could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue and would have presidential immunity according to the pleadings of his legal counsel, or at least he would have, you know, as an official ministerial act, Dom. Let's get to the courtroom, the hearing. They're opening Pandora's box. At least that's the claim of the Dijon Sauer legal counsel, sort of scratchy voice guy. You're going to hear him in a moment. Play cut 8.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover. Could George W. Bush be prosecuted for obstruction of an official proceeding for allegedly giving false information to Congress to induce the nation to go to war in Iraq under false pretenses? Could President Obama be potentially charged with murder for allegedly authorizing drone strikes targeting U.S. citizens located abroad? Could President...
So can I explore sort of the implications of what you're arguing?
And then she explores more from the hearing. Cut number 9, please, Nate.
I understand your position to be that a president is immune from criminal prosecution for any official act that he takes as president, even if that action is taken for an unlawful or unconstitutional purpose. Is that correct?
With an important exception, which is that if the president is impeached and convicted by the United States Senate in a, you know, proceeding that reflects, you know, widespread political consensus, that would authorize the prosecution under the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause. Okay. So, yes, with that exception.
So it seems to me that there are a lot of things that might not go through that process because it's quite a cumbersome process that requires the action of a whole branch of government that has a lot of different people involved. And so in your view, could a president sell pardons or sell military secrets? Those are official acts, right? It's an official act to grant a pardon. It's an official act to communicate with a foreign government. And such a president would not be subject to criminal prosecution?
That's the question posed. The answer continued to hinge around the impeachment. This seems to be the pathway because one of their claims, one of the Trump legal team claims, is double jeopardy. He's already been tried for in the Senate. Know, there's been a trial and an acquittal.
Impeachment is by its very nature a political exercise.
But they understand the legal claims being made by D. John Sauer is the only way a president can be prosecuted is after a successful conviction at impeachment. That is the only way. That opens the door. That is the legal claim he's making. That's the only exception to this absolute immunity claim. But the judge kind of catches him and says, well, that means you can prosecute a president. Let's see if we can catch him in the act. Selling of the pardons, cut 10.
The sale of pardons example is an excellent example because there were allegations about a sale of a pardon essentially when it came to President Clinton's pardon of Mark Rich, and the U.S. DOJ carefully considered, for the very reasons we've emphasized in our brief, decided not to prosecute President Clinton with that because it raised concerns about whether or not a president can be prosecuted for his official acts. There's actually an op-ed in the National Review from Andrew
McCarthy. But your position is that he can't be prosecuted for that unless he's impeached. Yeah.
That was as long as it's an official act. I mean, certain cases, purely private conduct under Clinton against Jones, he'd be subject to prosecution for that, so long as he's not in office. As it's official.
So
an official act. I mean, again, very, very specific, you know, theories here. One, of course, that it has to go through the impeachment process, and two, of course, that this is an official act.
So she hits him right between the eyes. What about SEAL Team 6 taking out a political opponent? Cut 11, please.
Could a president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival? That's an official act in order to SEAL Team 6?
He would have to be and would speedily be, you know, impeached and convicted before the criminal prosecution.
What if he weren't? There would be no criminal prosecution, no criminal liability for that?
Chief Justice's opinion in Marbury against Madison and our Constitution tradition and the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause all clearly presuppose that what the founders were concerned about was not.
I asked you a yes or no question. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution?
If he were impeached and convicted first. And so
your answer is
my answer is qualified yes.
No, it's a qualified no.
But only if there was an impeachment and conviction first. That's the argument.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
the
claim.
The political process, yes, which is asinine.
Well, of course it's asinine. And, of course, he knows that Trump went through two impeachments. And I think it was, 57 senators the second time around, but didn't have the prerequisite supermajority or whatever it was. So he was not convicted. But this opens up Pandora's box for the legal pleadings because effectively he's conceded the fact that, yes, the president may be prosecuted. He's just setting a pre-qualifier of a conviction and impeachment that the Constitution doesn't necessarily set. You know, he thinks he's getting himself off, but I don't think it's going to work out for old man Trump. More Devil's Advocates. It'll be a happier, happy hour.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least